Dr. Julie Galthorpe, Miriam Sirkel, and Sean Kelly. It's Studio 97 this morning on the 8th of January, and Julie's in for her first segment of the new year. And I saw you created a post on social media of what you see as the top ins and outs for mental wellness in the new year. From that list, we are going to focus on the one that you see is the most important. Let's get right to it.
So when it comes to mental health and wellness, obviously, there's factors outside of our control. Other people's behavior, certain aspects of our health. Bad things happen to people by no fault of their own. And these are things that we can't change, that we have to accept. But there is one very important thing within our control: ourselves. So if you've stumbled somehow into this belief that you have no control in your life, you feel powerless, and as though things are always happening to you, you may have developed what I believe needs to be out this year.
Okay. Enough of the waiting. What is it?
So you need to write this one down, Sean.
Okay
got it.
He's got a pen out.
Victim thinking mindset.
Victim thinking mindset.
Yes, this needs to go out of your life. If you want to feel better, you need to resolve those thoughts like, I'm so unlucky. Look at her. Luck is on her side. Bad things always happen to me. I'm not going to go to that audition. Like, there's no point. It's all rigged. The world is unfair. Once these thoughts are in your mindset, you're just giving away your power. So in 2025, we need to shift from once we understand the why are we behaving what we're doing and our habits, to now what? So when it comes to making life healthier, we have to move away from why we are doing what we do to what we are going to change to feel better, along with others to feel better, and then we can do a better job, raise the bar for ourselves. You know, we've actually been lowering the bar over time just to feel better about being okay, but it's time to knock it up a few notches here. Whatever has happened to you or has been unfair, if you don't make your life better, no one can do that for you, no matter how much they want to, how much they love you, how much they see your potential. They can't. That change is on you. So it's no one's fault if you don't change your habits. It's no one's fault if you don't address your problem or put effort into your goal. We can understand the why, but no one can change this for you except for you. So the lift of this bar is in accountability. So it's the 2025 out for me is victim thinking. And then you can write the in, Sean. It's radical accountability.
You know, one line you just said, no one can raise your bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's bang on.
It's so true.
Yeah,
yes.
It is so true.
Yeah, no one's going to know better than yourself. But I also want to point this out. So I just want to pause for a second. So you are a therapist, I mean, after all, and it's all about the why. So does this mean that we no longer care what got you to a place of maybe being unhappy or unwell or miserable?
That's a great question, Miriam, because I would never want people to think I don't care. I absolutely care. This is why I love my work. The people that I see every day, they don't think of themselves as victims, even when they have clearly been victimized in some way. And for me, and I'm not going to speak for all therapists, knowing the why is to have context and understanding about, you know, how you got to where you are in your life. It's not an excuse for keeping it the same if you're not happy with it. So if we know the why, it's a fuel so we can process, change, and then your resilience can shine. So victim thinking is the opposite of understanding the context so you can heal. It's a mindset where you see yourself as helpless, powerless, wronged by external circumstances or people, or even just life itself. So essentially with people who are being stuck in this mindset, blaming others for external events or problems, they're not taking responsibility or exploring themselves. Mm-hmm. So as long as you blame others, nothing is going to change. You're going to get stuck in your job without promotion because people get sick of it. Your colleagues are going to avoid you. You're going to be unhappy. And if you think that unhappiness is not your responsibility, you're simply disempowering yourself.